The North Pacific Fishery Management Council has taken a step toward regulating unguided boats that anglers pay to use in order to fish for halibut. The council may require those boats to be registered and may also impose more restrictive charter bag limits on the customers that utilize them. KBBI's Aaron Bolton explains.
In recent years, the NPFMC has heard testimony about a perceived increase of unguided rental boats in the Gulf of Alaska and in Southeast Alaska. Many have argued that fishing lodges and charters have been using those boats to skirt more restrictive charter bag limits. Andy Mesereau represents the charter sector on the council.
We have seen the guided sector to be very resourceful in creating business entities that are not guided in order to avoid restrictions built into the halibut catch sharing plan.
The NPFMC estimates that there are roughly 250 rental boats available in International Pacific Halibut Commission regulatory areas 2C, which embodies Southeast, and Area 3A, which covers the Central Gulf. Without a specific registration requirement for these boats, it's hard to know just how many there are, but catch data suggests there is a problem in Southeast.
The non-charter harvest has been declining, and then moved up to equal to the charter harvest in 2011 to almost doubling by 2016. This growth, combined with written and public testimony about the influx of fleets of new for-hire vessels coming into communities, has given the council enough evidence of correlation that a problem exists.
The sport sector's harvest is subtracted from the total allowable catch before it's divvied between the charter and commercial sectors. Mesereau says an increase in sport harvest could reduce the available catch for those fisheries. Halibut stocks are on the decline, and Mesereau also raised conservation concerns in relation to the issue. The council asked its staff to analyze two tools that may help it better understand the potentially growing fleet of for-hire boats.
Defining all of these entities as one for-hire sector, creating a registration, and aligning the bag limits with the guided sector is a necessary action to understand and then manage this fleet.
The proposed regulations could require businesses that receive any kind of compensation for boats used for recreational halibut fishing to be registered in regulatory areas 2C and 3A. Another alternative could impose charter bag limits on anglers paying to use those vessels. Councilmember and Alaska Department of Fish and Game Commissioner Sam Cotton expressed concern about the measures potentially reducing Alaskans' access to the halibut resource, particularly those who can't afford a boat.
You know, you hear from the residents more often, and we know we can't distinguish between residents of Alaska and residents of another state in an action like this, but sometimes these regulations, any of the regulations we impose, have differential impacts on residents and non-residents.
Councilmember John Jensen, who owns a boat rental business in Petersburg, echoed Cotton. However, he says he supports the measure for now.
But hearing that there's conservation needs in the background here, I'm going to be supporting this for now and see where it goes.
The council also wants its staff to look into tracking how many halibut sport fishermen on for hire unguided boats reel in each year. However, it's unclear when the council will receive a final report and when it may take final action on the issue. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.